Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Dr. Nicole Martin from The Real Housewives of Miami. Real Housewives of Miami is back. It's season 5 is streaming now on Peacock. The first 4 episodes are out, and you guys, they waste no time getting into it. The season is already fantastic. I mean, season 4 was amazing. Miami came back after their long hiatus with a bang, and it was a great season last year, and this one seems to continue that kind of upward trajectory again. I just love this show. I love how many OGs are still around, but I also love how many new faces they added last year. And, you know, Nicole and I talked about a lot of different things, and one of them is sort of the different dynamic between the new additions and the OGs, and whether rightfully or unrightfully so, depending on how you think about it, they sort of feel entitled to a certain treatment by the new additions. And I think that has created some interesting tension on this show. I mean, Nicole has feuded mostly with some of the OGs, Larsa, Alexia, Marisol. So, you know, we got into it. This is her second time around. So she's kind of, she knows what she's doing. And there's a lot going on. I mean, the biggest point of intrigue, obviously, is Lisa Hochstein's divorce. You know, it seems like the cast all kind of rallies around her. But as Nicole told me in this interview, it results in a different kind of unexpected drama in terms of, like, who's going to be there to support her in which ways. So anyway, we got into it. We talked about all things season 5, Nicole's engagement. She got engaged between seasons, her upcoming wedding. We talked about BravoCon, everything under the sun. And, anyway, if you're not watching Miami, you're doing it wrong. So stream Miami on Peacock. Season 5 is out now. And yeah, enjoy this interview. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we are here with Dr. Nicole Martin from The Real Housewives of Miami. We are recording this a week out from the premiere, and this is going to come out on premiere day for season 5. So I'm so excited to have you, Nicole.
So thanks
for
fun. Being here.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, you know, I've seen the first 3 episodes of this season, and you guys didn't waste any time getting into it. It's
nope.
Fantastic. How are you feeling now that the season's coming out finally?
You know, it's like a mix of emotions, right? You're like excited because it's finally here, but then you have to kind of like relive all of the moments, the good, the bad, the ugly. And there's definitely, you know, moments that you probably don't want to see or don't want to watch. So it's a mix. It's a hodgepodge of feelings.
When you say that, are there you can't tell me them probably, but are there moments that pop into your head that you're like, oh, like I'm kind of dreading that scene or that moment playing out?
Yeah, like I still hate watching the Hampton scene from last season. You know, like it's always like cringy to me to like see how angry I get and stuff. And then there's definitely moments this season where the bear got poked and you know and reacts. And I'm not like that normally. So to see me get triggered and reactionary like that, like I don't like that person, that side of me. So I always cringe at those moments.
Okay. Well, it's good TV though. So, you know, the fans like it.
Yes. I'm sure the fans like it. And then there's some personal moments, you know, with my mom and my dad as like my family dynamic continues to evolve that are hard to watch. You know, it's an emotional subject and it's not always easy to watch those scenes.
Yeah. I mean, so that's in these first couple episodes, that's sort of what we get the most from you where you're talking to your mom about your dad and sort of how you're going to try to move forward or potentially move forward with your dad. What can we expect from this season? And are you guys, what kind of place are you in now with your father?
So I think, you know, the story continues to develop. I think, you know, you saw a little bit of our relationship last season.
Yep.
And that'll continue to evolve. My mom points out some things about me that maybe I wasn't aware of in how I could be contributing to like the issues in our relationship. So I do a lot of self-reflection this season. I go to therapy and you'll see me kind of like process the relationship with my dad and we go to therapy together. And I think it's all for the best because we're in a much better place now. We actually spent Thanksgiving together and it was a really nice.
That's so good to hear. I love that.
Yeah. Like, and he actually stayed like for the whole Thanksgiving dinner and he hung out with Grayson and we had a really nice time. So I'm happy about that.
Well, that's great. And honestly, like, I feel like that's something that, I mean, do you feel like, you know, you would have gotten there if it wasn't for the show? Or do you feel like that kind of forced you to like tackle this and be like, okay, how can I improve this?
No, absolutely. You know, a lot of times, like, it's easier to just sweep things under the rug, right? And not deal with them and kind of stay in the status quo. But the show, being on the show, you know, you definitely like address things that maybe wouldn't have otherwise addressed. So I'm thankful for that. As uncomfortable as it is, it has been like a good personal growth for me and for my family. So overall, no regrets.
Love it. And I know we're almost a year out from your engagement, but we haven't seen it on the show, and I've never met you. So congratulations on the engagement, first
Thank
of all.
You
still must feel like you're in that year of like celebration with it. You know, what are we going to see? I know in this first couple of episodes, you start planning an engagement party, and I'm curious what else we're going to see kind of from your relationship in this season.
So yeah, we'll definitely see the engagement party. That was a really fun event, and we had a lot of fun planning that. You know, we met in Vegas, so we kind of played off of that Vegas theme for our engagement party. And then, you know, we unexpectedly sold our house and bought a new house.
Congratulations. And now the new house is gorgeous, first of all. So was the old one.
But now we are very deep into a renovation project. So honestly, like, the wedding planning is kind of just like, we talk about it. We went to a destination wedding and we were like, oh, this is cool. We like how this feels, you know, like enjoying your guests for 3 days and going on a boat sail with them and breakfast and dinner and then a wedding. Like, that was really fun. It felt like you really got to enjoy your guests. So we're thinking destination wedding vibe.
Okay.
Probably something in the Caribbean, maybe St. Bart's.
Okay. A couple questions. One, would you do it on camera? Would you do it on the show?
It's hard, right? Because with the camera thing, it's like you open yourself up to like your special day being ruined
totally
by drama or like stupidities or like dumb things that happen. And like even at Alexia's wedding this year, you'll see that there was like some like conflict and it kind of, you know, like gets in the way of her event. I mean, we tried to like keep her out of it, but still, it just sucks for that to be happening on your special day. So that's like the one thing that I'm kind of like, do I want to deal with that? But then it's also something really nice to share that special moment and have it almost be like memorialized in a sense,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
And like get to share it with viewers and fans and whatnot. I think there's something really nice about that too. So it's definitely something that we'll have to discuss and kind of figure out. And I guess like depending on where we do it and all that stuff, that'll all play into it. But I'm open to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I feel like it's also interesting for you guys because again, like in your first season, you know, you guys weren't really into the idea of marriage in terms of like how it was shown on the show and what have you. And I think a lot of people were surprised when you got engaged after that season. And some of your castmates were kind of skeptical of it as well in terms of like the timing. I saw some headlines around that time. I'm curious how you are kind of mentally with that, because I feel like there's probably some people who are like, well, why didn't they do that during the season? Or why didn't that, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, what I've learned is you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, right? Because when we weren't engaged, all the girls were like, why are you getting proposed to her? When are you going to get engaged? Why aren't you engaged? Do you not love her? Do you not this? Do you not that? And so like, if you weren't engaged, it was a problem. Then you get engaged and it's a problem because, so it was like, what, how do I please you people? Right. And then if I wanted to do it for the show, he would have proposed on camera, but he like specifically waited till filming was wrapped and to do it in private, like didn't do it in a public setting, didn't call like the popper, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to make them happy, and I don't care to make them happy.
It's also not about anybody else but you too.
Exactly. So. And so like, I just don't care. It's like comical at this point. Like, it doesn't matter what I do. I feel like there's going to be a comment.
Right. Right. So you mentioned the Montauk moment last year with Alexia, and if the trailer indicates anything, is that you two continue to kind of butt heads at some point. It seems that way. Is that accurate? And also, what about your dynamic with Alexia kind of creates that sort of tension and that kind of dramatic moments?
So I definitely think that like the Hamptons and then New York, the reunion and stuff, that put some strain on my friendships with some of the OGs, you know, Marisol, Alexia, and Larsa.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever fully recovered from what happened there. We definitely have moments that are light and fun and that we get along, you know. I think of Alexia almost like a big sister in the sense that like you fight like cats and dogs and stuff, but you know, you like love each other. And I do think she comes from a good place with a lot of her advice. You know, we talk a lot about our family drama.
Yeah.
And her having lost her parents recently, I think she comes, like she looks at me from a different perspective, right? Like if I had these opportunities, how would I have done them differently? And so she gives me some tough love that, you know, I don't always want. And so we butt heads a little bit about that. But it's, you know, it's like a strained love and whatever relationship.
Right. But it's not like you can never get to a good place. It's just sort of like that's, it's sort of a tough, like you said, tough love.
Yeah. Like a tough love place. And then I do think that there's like a little bit of like underlying frustration over some things that have happened in the past that kind of bubbles up to the surface often.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious because you mentioned how like the three people you kind of have the most conflict with are three of the OGs. And I'm wondering from your perspective, this is your second season now. And last season was an interesting dynamic because there had been such a long hiatus for the show. We had a bunch of OGs coming back with also a bunch of new people in the mix. And I'm wondering if like you felt last year, if like they kind of expected it to them to be treated differently because they were OGs. Is this year like a totally equal playing field? Like, how do you think about that? Because you are one of the new additions last year, but now it's like you're all OGs of this new incarnation of Miami.
Like, yeah, in that sense, yes, no one is a newbie anymore, right? Like we've all done this thing at least once before, but there isn't a no newbie to take the title, right? Like we're still like the newest ones on the cast. And we're still kind of like competing with friendships that have been around for 20, 15, 12, 10 years. And so for a lot of these women, there's like these alliances that like will not be broken by anything. And they defend each other blindly for better or for worse, or if you're wrong or you're right. And it's hard to like infiltrate that. Like a lot of times it's like, if you get into an argument with one of them, now you're in an argument with all of them because they have each other's backs.
Right.
And so whether it's warranted or not, you know,
do you feel, is that the most apparent with Marisol and Alexia, do you think? Cause they are 20 years, a 20 year long friendship.
Yeah. They back each other no matter what, like, you know, it's like they're loyal to each other, which is great, but it's hard when you're in an argument with one, because now you're automatically in an argument with two. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the sentiment kind of runs across like all the newbies, because I do think that like Gertie feels a certain way too. Like she feels like she's not valued and that she's kind of talked down to and like dismissed by some of the OGs. And I think that's why Gertie has her moment where she gets into an argument with Alexia over similar feelings.
Yeah. It's interesting because I don't know how many other housewives you watch, but it's kind of, I mean, Alexia and Teresa have been compared a lot, but like Jersey had a moment where like a couple of new women came on the cast and that was sort of the dynamic for a year or two. But then at a certain point, it's like, you guys have all solidified yourselves on the show as well. So at some point, it's got to be let go of a little bit, you know what I mean? On the OG part, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. Like things take time, relationships take time to develop, and preconceived notions and things like that, they take time for you to like, let go of those. So I think with time, things, the dynamic of the group will shift. I mean, really it's not, hasn't been that long, right? It's been two years. So I think it's going to happen. It's not happening as fast as I would like.
What about with you and Larsa? Like how would you characterize your dynamic with her and what we can expect from you guys this season? Cause it feels like there might be a couple moments of butting heads.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a rough time at the Hamptons and in the reunion. And I would say that like, we were both still in our feelings, you know, like, so we kind of just, we don't vibe very well, because I think she's still hurt about some things that I said, and I'm still hurt about things she said, and we've never like let go of those things. So we kind of go into this season already
guards up, kind of.
Yeah. Like already in our feelings about each other. And so things kind of escalate quickly between us.
Is there a path forward for you two, do you think?
You know, I always think there's a path forward between people. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Again, like, you know, I think time heals all wounds. We'll see where things go. Marisol and I think are in a better place now than we were at the end of last season. You know, we laugh a lot. She's funny. She's hilarious. I am no longer the one she trusts the least, which is
there. We go. She said that at BravoCon. I was at that
which
panel,
is, you so. Know, which is nice to, I guess that's a step up in the right direction.
Don't have to wear that badge anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, totally. And at that BravoCon panel, which I thought was one of the highlights of the whole weekend, Larsa said that you had not invited her to be on your private plane to come to BravoCon. Did you actually not invite her, or what was the explanation there?
So we've taken our plane to like numerous cast events. Like last year, some of us flew to the reunion on our plane.
Uh-huh.
I sent a text message to everyone. Hey guys, we all fit. If anyone wants to come, it was like really like, you know, COVID was higher. I was like, if anyone wants to come, doesn't want to deal with like a commercial flight, you're more than welcome to come. Invited everybody. Lars was like, I don't like small planes. Okay. Fly commercial or however you're going to get there. Like, I don't care. Then we do, we take our plane to the Keys for a trip that all the girls go on. All the girls fly. Once again, Larsa doesn't like small planes. She doesn't come with us. So like, how many times do I have to invite you to something for, and you tell me that you don't like my plane and don't come? So this last time I was like,
being used against you on a public stage, right?
So then like this time I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to invite you because I already know the answer.
Third time's a charm. So.
So I was just like, it wasn't like a jab toward her. I know she's not going to come. So why bother?
Why even send the text? Right. Exactly. Correct. Yes. So it's no secret. One of the biggest or the biggest, I think, point of intrigue for this season is what's happening with Lisa's marriage. She's getting a divorce. And these first several episodes are really interesting because you kind of see some of the hints that it's not, that there's some trouble in paradise. And it's very sad to watch, really, because we've been along that ride with Lisa for a while. How does the announcement that Lenny files for divorce, how does that sort of impact the greater group dynamic? Because I'm going to presume that, like, at least for a little bit, it's sort of like a common enemy number one in Lenny. And like, you kind of all rally around Lisa for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big surprise. I think a lot of us felt like maybe there was some trouble in paradise and there was like, you know, some tension that you could see based on the way he was like kind of condescending and rude and dismissive last season. But we just, you know, relationships go through ups and downs. And I think everybody was like, this is probably not going great, but maybe they'll bounce back. And then when she drops the news, it was shocking to all of us because this wasn't something that happened 5 months ago when she's recapping us. Like, this is something that happened that morning. And so it's really raw and you can just see that she's shattered. And everybody's in their feelings. Like, you know, you'll watch us cry. You'll watch us laugh. You'll watch us get pissed. We're angry. We beat up a pinata. It's a roller coaster of emotions for everybody and obviously for Lisa. But there's also drama involved in that because everybody feels like they should be the one to show up in a certain way.
Okay. It's like a competitive almost.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, we're not competing for who gets to like show up for Lisa. Like, we're a group. We can all show up in different ways. And some people were like, oh, you shouldn't be giving her legal advice. You don't know anything. Like, or you shouldn't be talking about this. Like, you're not even married. So I think like people were very dismissive about other people's support. Come on. We're all here for, we're all here for a common good. So I kind of was like, you know what? I'm going to show up in a way for her that maybe nobody else can. You know, we're both moms to small kids. And so I know that now she's going to be focused on the kids and like doing things for her children. So we've kind of like, you know, hey, Lisa, I'm going to go to the water park with the kids. You want to come? And so we do like the kid play dates, mommy bonding thing. Whereas other people show up in different ways. You know, I think Leah Black has given her like legal advice and maybe Marisol shows up like from the advice side. And Larsa and her like to go out at night. So I think everyone has shown up differently when we've eventually all found a way to be there for her.
That's honestly really nice. I hadn't really expected that answer, to be honest. Sort of it's sort of like a puzzle that's going to fit around her and kind of be that support system in different ways. And I never thought kind of you guys have similar age kids. So that works out really nicely for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your friendship with her has almost progressed because of that?
Absolutely. I do think that, you know, we have that in common. And then I think as a result of that, our friendship, you know, like when we're with the kids, we talk and our friendship has grown and I love her. I think she's just a beautiful, really sweet person. And she's doing good. You know, it's a hard thing to go through, but she's like rising higher and higher every day. And I know she's going to be better off after this.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of the season sort of starts out with a Lisa Larsa situation. Does this kind of curveball in Lisa's life? Does that kind of help them kind of sweep that under the rug a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it contributed to it in some way. Like Lisa's usually not a reactionary person. She's usually like pretty chill, laid back. But I think, you know, when you're in your feelings about one thing, it carries over into other spaces. Totally. And so I think she was a little just like overwhelmed and just emotionally exhausted. And so she reacted probably exaggeratedly to something that was pretty dumb. But you know, like that was dumb for Larsa to say too. Like, who gives a shit? Like, why are you looking at her finances anyways?
Right. Totally. It also seems like Kiki's more in the drama this year. And I love Kiki. I thought she was fantastic.
She's so
cute. First season.
She's so funny.
Is she going to be more kind of in the weeds this season with you guys?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm happy. She's funny. She says things hilarious. That are hilarious. And like, she always just brings like the most beautiful fashion and style to things. So she's a really good addition. And I'm happy that she's around more.
Me too. I can tell from the first couple episodes. So Nicole, I want to hear a little bit more about your BravoCon experience, because I was there as press, but also my brother was there. So you're kind of like running around, whatever. The first people we saw were you and Gertie kind of just like working it for the cameras. I think you're doing some sort of sponsorship moment at one of the activations. You handled that weekend really well. And I feel like it's a big weekend. Talk to me about your experience and sort of how you found it to be.
You know, I had no idea what to expect. I had never been to a BravoCon, a Comic-Con, like none of these conventions. And so I didn't know what to expect, but it is such a massive production and there are so many fans and it's just, the energy is palpable. You walk into this auditorium and you're just like, oh, it's almost like being in Disneyland, you know, those like feelings you get. And the fans were incredible, like so excited to see you. And then the other Bravo celebrities were really nice, honestly, like, you know, some of the Jersey women were incredible, like Dolores and her family. And then some, the Summer House people, like everybody was just nice. I didn't get snubbed by anyone.
Good. I love that.
I had a lot of fun.
Good. Like I said, I think your guys' panel on that last day, honestly, I was looking forward to it so much because I feel like, again, the intrigue for this season is amazing. You guys are one of my favorite franchises right now. But the panel, like, you guys lived up. That was one of the best events of the weekend. Like, there was some drama, there was some shade, there were some laughs. How did you feel like going into that panel and then coming out of it?
You know, we hadn't seen the trailer either. So we saw it up there with you guys. And it was just like, I was watching it and I was just like out of the corner of my eye, like looking at Lisa because I was like, how was she, you know, that I was really focused.
She was wiping away some tears. That was tough.
Yeah, I, as to be expected. So it was fine. It was good. I was like, I felt good afterwards. We laughed, like you said, there was a little bit of shade, but it wasn't like too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited about the premiere next week.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, I mean, like, you know, you've kind of been thrown into this whole Housewives experience, and you go from somebody who isn't necessarily a public persona to somebody who people around the world know about. And I'm curious how what has that jump been like for you? Because it kind of happens overnight a little bit, right? And like all of a sudden now you're on a second season of a TV show that's, again, streaming around the world. How are you coping with kind of that jump just from being private to public?
I mean, it's still surreal to me. I was in Paris like a couple weeks, all like good. A month ago, and I'm in the Louvre and like someone's like, Dr. Nicole. And I'm like, oh my God, seriously? I'm like, I'm not even in Miami, you know, because in Miami you expect it. But like overseas, that was, and it happened in St. Bart's. And so you start to see how like wide the Bravo and Peacock fingers run. And like, it's surreal, right?
Surreal.
Like, you're just like, people want to take selfies with you. And I just still feel like such a normal, everyday, regular person. So to me, every time someone wants to take a selfie, like, what are they going to do with that? Like,
I love that.
Like, what are they gonna, like, I'm just like, why do they want a picture with me? But okay, I'm happy to take them always, you know, but it's still it doesn't feel real.
And you casually say, and I think it's the third episode, you say like, oh, I'm going to a 24-hour shift as an anesthesiologist. Has this impacted your day job? Like, how does that impact your kind of central career?
Not really, because, you know, I've been at my job, the same institution, since I was a medical student. So they've known me for years. So this hasn't like shifted their perception of me in any way. You know, like those roots are so deep that I feel like they know how I am, and they know how I am as a clinician and as a physician and how I take care of my patients. So it really hasn't impacted my job in any way. My coworkers are incredibly supportive. If something pops up, you know, for filming, they'll adjust, you know, people swap schedules with me or whatnot. I have no complaints from the work department, to be honest.
Good.
They've been
good.
Really, really good.
That's,
it's always
good
weird
hear.
When a patient, you know, like you're trying, I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Dr.
That's a blurring of the lines.
And I'm trying to tell you about the risks of anesthesia and you're like, I love you on the show. I'm like, oh,
let's keep on track.
Hat off, like put this hat on. Thank you. Okay, let's take this. And so now let's get back to your surgery. Like I want to keep it professional, right? Like I don't necessarily want those lines to blur.
Right.
And sometimes they do, but you know, I try to handle it with as much grace and like redirect to the.
Yeah. I'm sure you're a total pro about it. Totally. and before we round it out, Nicole, is there anything, like, tell me something that we should maybe keep an eye on as viewers, like something that maybe hasn't really been teased that might be a little bit bigger of a deal than we think it might be. Like, is there an interesting dynamic that we should kind of keep our eye on?
there's going to be a lot of dynamic shakeups. You know, I think there's drama that people expect, you know, like, okay, Nikki and Marisol aren't close, or right. Larsa and Nikki aren't close, but there's OG on OG drama that you don't expect, and people okay. that were friends that get into arguments, and like some people that are soft-spoken that you never thought would like lash out, have moments. So I think people need to start like noticing the nuances okay. of like people's behavior, because I do think that things build up in the background.
They percolate.
And if you're
yeah.
not looking at it, like when it pops off, you're like, where did that come from? Oh, but there's gosh. Always signs.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The editors know what they're doing. They know yeah, what yeah. they're doing. Oh my God. I love it. Well, Nicole, this has been so much fun. I was so happy to get some time with you. I'm so excited for everyone to start watching season 5. It's going to be a good one. I can tell.
It's going to be a great one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John.